Okay, yesterday you might have seen this footage, but Christine Ahern from the Today Show on Channel 9 yesterday was reporting on the protests, I suppose, in the Melbourne CBD, particularly like the tradie faction versus the union faction and the anti-vaxxing faction. It's a bit of a muddle, but she was accosted by a bunch of protesters, and we've got the audio here. I have rarely seen anybody keep their head on and keep as cool as Christine yesterday. Here it is.
Unfortunately, at the media as well. They're up. I'm okay.
There are you.
There's a
get a picture of it.
Look, we're not going to be intimidated. We're just going to keep on giving you what is happening here. This is a second group of protesters.
Oh my God, it's terrifying.
That's when they were grabbing her and trying to grab the mic as well.
Grab the mic, and then they kind of moved on to someone trying to take some footage behind her. It's disgusting.
Anyway, we cross to Christine right now. Christine, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Nick, Jess and Ducko. I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Oh. Christine, firstly, hats off to you. I mean, what is going through your head? We know that you're a seasoned professional, but that must be so scary. These people are so angry and it has turned violent. And unfortunately, we have seen, you know, this week alone, reporters being attacked. How are you feeling being right there in the thick of it?
Guys, look, I'm fine. Look, I have to say, I've covered many protests in Melbourne, and look, they do get heated down here in Victoria for some stage. But what I've never experienced before is the animosity targeted towards media. It seems they had two main targets, the police, which have copped it so much and have done such a remarkable job, but they seem really intent on targeting the media, which is baffling given that, you know, we're just reporting on what they're doing. Yeah. I'm happy. I've tried to have a chat with them to say, what is your point of view? What do you want to get across? What is your point? But all you get is very aggro behaviour. You get screaming in your face. You get that behaviour where they tried to steal my microphone. I have to say, that wasn't actually the worst. The worst was the day before when me and my cameraman were surrounded by a mob and my cameraman was threatened to be physically assaulted. We walked off and they followed us. So luckily we now have security guards, but that's what it's come to on Melbourne Street.
Yeah. And after an earthquake as yesterday as well, I thought, well, maybe they won't do it. Maybe they won't protest and riot and whatever. And they still did. But what is, as Nick mentioned, Christine, at the top, there's a few different issues. Like, what do they actually want? Like, it's all muddled up.
It is, and it's a good point you raised. Basically, it started off with construction workers furious at the state government's decision to mandate vaccinations in the industry. You would have seen that vision of them trying to tear down the CFMEU headquarters, which is the equivalent of them like burning down their own house. They believed that the union should have done more. And then, of course, the Victorian government reacted by shutting down the industry for 2 weeks at a cost of about $2 billion. But what has happened is as construction workers protested, the anti-vax and anti-lockdown protesters have basically jumped on board is the easiest term I can use. And now it is kind of, it's morphed. It's less construction workers, less tradies and more of that other faction.
Is there any truth, Christine, to the reports we're hearing of far-right neo-Nazi groups fueling these fires?
Certainly what the union is claiming, and you'd think that they would know their members, and we have seen pictures of people doing the Nazi salute on the streets of Melbourne, even one at the Shrine of Remembrance yesterday, which of course is Melbourne's most sacred of places. That's where this anti-vax movement decided to stage their protest. Veterans were in tears. They were furious over this decision because riot police, they eventually had these protesters, about 400, cornered. They gave them plenty of warning to leave peacefully, but after 4 hours, the riot squad had enough and opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the crowd. This all at the Shrine of Remembrance. I mean, this commemorates the veterans that died in war. I can't tell you of another more sacred place in Melbourne. So it was just so heartbreaking to see, particularly for the veterans that were left in tears.
And is there any idea on why they chose that spot? Because I feel as though any public support that they might have had has really been eroded as a result of going there.
Well, what they were chanting is like, lest we forget, and they were chanting, you know, this is our freedom, just like, you know, they fought for our freedom, now we're fighting for our freedom. I mean, it was ridiculous to compare the two, but that's why they chose the Shrine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You had so many other industries that have been hit by it, hospitality, entertainment.
Oh, you haven't seen the arts industry. throwing bottles of open urine at reporters and congregating on sacred sites stupid. Like the Shrine of Remembrance. It truly is.
Yeah. Now, coming from a parent of 4-year-olds who have complained that there's too much pasta in their bowl and they don't want to eat it all, I still think that the requests from these guys are a bit bonkers. I'm curious as to the last point on their list of demands is the mass distribution of ivermectin, vitamin C, D, and zinc.
And what's ivermectin?
That's a horse tranquilizer.
Right, to help for COVID.
Well, it's supposed to. It's supposed to treat parasitic infections.
In animals.
In animals.
Of course, of course, of course.
And they call us sheep.
Yeah. why do they want this stuff to be mass distributed?
I say give them all the ivermectin. They
want, you know, see what happens.
Supply them with as much as we can get our hands on. I mean, this is the misinformation. You know, this is the stuff they're getting from Facebook. They're not listening to the professors that have been studying for 2 decades or more. They're listening to someone on Facebook say, you know, ivermectin can cure COVID. You know, which is just, there's no proven fact that happens. I mean, otherwise, of course, we'd all have it.
Yeah.
See, the one way to, I mean, there is a proven way to stop getting COVID, and that's vaccinations. I can tell you also, I don't think they realise how lucky we are. I recently went to Tokyo. You have to pay for your COVID test at the cost of about $300. And, you know, we're so lucky we get these vaccinations, not only these testings for free, but we get these vaccinations for free. I mean, how lucky are we? And for anyone that says that this vaccination doesn't work, I mean, in Tokyo, there was, I think, when we finished, there was like 1 in 4, 1 in 5 people had COVID. I was double vaccinated. I was in the crowds, cabs every day. I didn't get it.
Mm.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Well, good luck with it today. Christina Hearn from Today Show. You're outside the union headquarters. Let's hope there's less action today. But thanks for joining us and coming on.
Great to chat to you guys.
And look, I get it. Like, those chewable vitamin C's, delicious. So
yeah,
all power to them.
It's Ray Ridings on Hits.